Welcome to Black People Love Paramore, a podcast where we talk about the super random shit that a lot of black people seem to go up for. I'm Sequoia.
And I'm Jordan.
And today, we have a guest. That's okay, Tweez, come on. You don't even have to wait for me to introduce you. Don't even have to wait.
They're already trying to establish himself as a
guest. Oh my God. I freaked. I'm so sorry. Okay.
Tweez, first of all, what are your pronouns for me, please?
They, them.
Okay. They are already ready to introduce themselves. Go ahead.
My name is Tweez. I will be your guest for the day. Follow me on Instagram. Follow my dog on Instagram at Zigger. That's all I got to say.
Mm-hmm. White people, you might want to think twice before you hit that follow button because
you might just want to have a, you know, just have a little time to yourself and say it out loud. You know, if you're gonna say it out loud, I want to hear you say it.
Like, get in touch with yourself.
You know what I mean? Touch yourself. Please, we would love for you to do that.
Excuse me?
You didn't say touch yourself? That's not what you said?
I said get in touch with yourself.
Oh, yeah, I heard. Okay. My bad. Sure.
Okay, sure.
Yes, we're really excited to have Tweez here today because we have a very special Caribbean, West Indian, Jamaica, stand up, Hartford, topic today. Today we're talking about Celine Dion, a favorite, only, you know, our Canadian queen who is...
our light skin queen.
You know, multi-platinum, Grammy Award winning, Met Princess Diana, but most importantly, is beloved by Jamaicans. Mm-hmm. And we want to get down to the bottom of that. Mm-hmm. But first, I guess we should have Tweez introduce themselves and talk about who they are, what they do, and, you know, get acquainted with our large, vast audience.
Huge. In Panama, Tweez, I don't know if Jordan let you know, but our Panamanian audience is just like robust, rotund, big. You know what I mean?
When I went out there, ticker tape parade. Like,
wow.
Like,
Boulevard.
I mean, they just have good taste. I've always had to have good taste. You know?
Thank so, you. Thank you.
You know, listen, I recognize real. I'm already loving this right here. It's
just thank you. Energy. Thank you. I love that for us. But yeah, Tweez, go ahead. Let them know who you are, what you got going on.
Well, I'm Tweez, and, you know, I do a lot of things. Mostly right now, I make music, I make beats. And, yeah, like, creative direct a lot of shit. You know, just, like, I just be tapping into, like, all the cute little mediums.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They're creative.
They are creative.
Tweez just started a creative production
platform.
Creative production platform.
So it's like
ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Do tell.
It's giving multiple.
Do tell. Come on. Yeah, we're okay.
All right. It's a production company / record label. So basically, like, I like to like go on other like for other artists. Like, I could, it's called See It There, by the way. Obviously the Jamaican in me, but
see it there,
you know what I mean? But basically with it, I want to do like a lot more creative direction and like producing for other artists, other brands, like just events, things like that. I just found like a love for producing within the last year. So I produced like a lot of my shoots during the pandemic or whatever. And then also just like, obviously music is like everything to me. So I do want to have a record label side of it and sign artists and get people on and get people paid and put them in the right hands. You know what I mean? It's going to be like a mother record label. Like, you know how you have a mother agency?
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. Like a mother, and then we get them in the big hands, you know? Like,
you can that kind big of hands thing. Later on. I get that. I love that. Well, Tweez, let me tell you something. I've been asking people for a year at this point to let me get this 16 bars off that I have, and nobody wants to let me get on their track to rap.
Well, listen, you know what I mean? I'm down to hear it right now.
Thank you. I don't have it yet, but I will though. Okay.
You got to be ready.
Right. Come on.
I can come off the top of the dome if I need to, but it don't usually get like that. But
I don't feel like it.
All right, let's move into our first segment. Unless Jordan, you'll have anything you want to say?
Other than just peace and blessings and more spirit,
More like, love.
More love for everyone.
You know, but more life.
Yeah, for
more
this life. Conversation. So. Yeah. Just want to light the incense before we start.
Bop, bop.
Period. All right. Well, let's get into our first segment, In My Defense. I didn't really bring anything this episode. Jordan, you got some tweets? You got some?
Oh, yeah. I've been cooking something.
All right.
No, okay. You've been cooking. Okay.
I mean, in the past, I've come with Claro. I've come with Vampire Weekend. I've come with Formula One. That was a good one. And I feel like I've been skewing in a certain direction, right? And
yeah,
it's time for us to reel it back in, settle ourselves, center ourselves, and you know, and talk about get back to basics. So this week, in my defense, I am offering protective styles, specifically straight back cornrows. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Period.
You know, and okay. for years. People have stigmatized this look. Allen Iverson came into the league. He was villainized. He was vilified.
Demonized.
Degraded, you know, for the way he presented himself on the basketball court. But, and it opened up doors. And like now you look at the NBA game, every third nigga on the court has braids.
Every other nigga.
And you know, and braids in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s were a sign of like getting in touch with your African heritage, you know what I'm saying? Was a way of projecting that you were one of the people who knew where they were from and who they were. Not to mention you cared about keeping your 4C moisturized and letting it grow in a way that wasn't, you know, constantly having to be detangled.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So I'm here to stand on my pulpit, and preach the good word of cornrows. So that's what I'm going to speak. That's my piece. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Now I don't even know how anybody can be mad at that. We love a good straight back. Tweeks got straight backs right now.
Right now, we both do. Honestly, right. It's
Jordan so and Tweeks in here with big straight back energy.
Absolutely. The African lady kind of fucked me over though. Like.
Was it too tight?
Dog, it's not even like look at the back. Why is there a hump back here?
It gotta stop.
Oh, because it stops a little high. That's okay.
I'm like, why did you stop there, babe? Like, dog, she charged me out the ass.
That's enough. That's enough.
No, literally, she was like, this way. No, baby, you have to. She said, no.
We stopped.
You said, take it down the neck. No, take that down the neck. Yeah. She said, no, I don't. I won't. No, I don't do that.
Right.
160. I was like, bitch. But you know what? She was so sweet. She was so sweet. Such a sweet lady, honestly.
Yeah.
I just want to go back. Like, she was so nice. Like,
You had to come up off that 160.
I did. And I, you know, for some reason, I just can't help it. Like, I just love paying black women. I love giving black women money. I love seeing them on the street. Mm-hmm. Like, something in me, like, if I see, like, a black woman, like, walking by, like, she could be doing absolutely nothing, but I'm just like, yes.
Yes. You're killing it. Out here.
Tapping
she
that.
She literally just has, like, a cup of coffee in her hand. Like, she's, like, going on her phone. I'm just like, this is just awesome. I could feel it.
In my chest. I know, I get that. Real recognize real. Sometimes it just radiates, you know?
So I'm like, oh.
So, Quay, how's Atlanta?
Atlanta is hot as fuck. The food is really good. I haven't seen a vegetable in like 8 days, but it is really good. It's been a very good time. I went on a helicopter for my birthday. Did all types of shit. It's been fun. Thank you. It has been fun.
And Gemini.
Oh. Gemini gang. Gang. You know.
Y'all really doing a big this year. I'll say that.
We did. It's been hard. Okay.
I'm like, wow, this is...
Mercury retrograde season, Gemini season, this year has been tough. But it's fine.
In my defense, Geminis.
Period. Yeah.
Ooh, wait. Can I defend? I will actually take Geminis as my in my defense.
Take the floor.
You know what I'm actually going to take as my in my defense is astrology. Because let me tell you something. Astrology wasn't always cool, okay? It wasn't always cool. I grew up in an astro household. And it wasn't cool or cute when I was young and I was cool, cute, and trendy, and people want to talk to me about transits, X, Y, and Z, well, motherfuckers don't be doing nothing for real. And y'all was making fun of me a mere 5 years ago for this same shit.
Not salty at all.
Yeah,
she's
not salty at all. For it, for sure.
I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm trying to let go of my childhood trauma of y'all making fun of me 5 years ago when I was trying to tell y'all about astrology. But now I'm on your ass and I'm mad.
Who
I'm not letting it go. Huh?
Who was talking about astrology in your house? Your mama? Like,
my mom, my grandma, both of them. Very witchy family. Grandma was doing readings. Like, that's how she made her money when she was young. She did astrology readings. Wow. She, you know, she was telling people all types of wild shit. But yeah. Been here, you know, I ain't been about it.
Right.
That's also going to be our next episode, just FYI, right. Y'all. But
and you come into the kitchen, you do your homework, your mom be like, your energy is all wrong.
You know what? My mom listens to this. I'm not actually going to say anything. but yeah, that's, not, oh yeah, my mom loves Jordan as well. But that's my, in my defense, astrology, y'all going to respect my culture, astro culture, you know what I mean?
Oh, I got one. Okay. In my defense, RuneScape.
RuneScape.
I don't know if y'all ever played that, but like...
Wait, say more. I don't think I did.
RuneScape was like this like multiplayer game online, like one of the first like multiplayer games online.
Uh-huh.
So people from like all over the world could like play it and play in the same world type shit. And it was just like giving medieval tea, like... But I just remember back in middle school, it was like all the black kids who loved it, everyone grew up now and everyone, they're also fucking cool. But it was just like, it was such a thing, but we were just called nerds and geeks and all this bullshit.
Yeah. Because to be honest, I'm people who listen to this podcast may or may not know this. I'm like a reformed normie. I used to be very like normie jock. I used to play football.
Oh. No, RuneScape? Like,
yeah. So like all these things, like, I like that to me just like rang no bells. I think of it is like, in Dungeons and Dragons is like the energy, or like Minecraft.
Is
it similar?
Minecraft.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, let me just show you what the tea was.
Okay.
So you're already seeing like what the vibe is kind of going to. It's like
this is like Final Fantasy.
Yeah, honestly, it made me who I am today. You feel me? Like, it was just like mad people, like, and everyone is just someone,
right? And y'all just be in there chilling,
like, bro. Hours
just vibing. This is like Club Penguin. I never heard of Club Penguin.
Yeah, kind of like Club Penguin.
These games needed goals. I needed goals. I needed like something to, like a point to score. I needed like a car to drive.
There were points to score.
How? You're just walking around in a field.
No, you had skills and like you had to like do it for hours to like get the skills up. Like it was like a whole.
See, I didn't have the patience.
To get to like level 90, you know what I mean? Like. Mm-hmm. I think the highest I got to like was like level 60, like my just in my defense. Alright.
We'll take that.
We'll take that.
Yeah.
We'll take that. We'll take that.
No, I like it. I like it. I just wanted to explain to me because I'm so foreign, you know?
Sorry.
That's okay. It's also foreign to me. First of all, Tweaks, what year were you born, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 95, so...
Oh, okay. So we're on the same age group. Okay, we're on the same...
Don't do that.
I was like, I don't know if this is some young shit and I'm just old and like, I don't know.
No, baby.
But okay, no. I was just also a normie. Okay, yes.
Y'all were normies, you know?
That's okay, yeah.
You know?
And while that is on brand for me,
heavy on
it's not on brand for Jordan.
What'd you say?
That's not on brand for you, Jordan. To have been a normie, it's on brand for me, but it's very strange.
I'm not going to be pigeonholed on this pod, on my own podcast, all right? I was a normie. I was out there at football practice.
Oh, yeah. What'd y'all do in high school? Like, what was the tea? Like, who'd you hang around with, you know?
Hi, I'm Kate Casey, an unscripted TV expert. 3 times a week, I interview the talent directors, producers, and hosts of television's most popular reality shows, docuseries, and documentaries. I get all the behind-the-scenes stories. I cover everything from The Bachelor, Selling Sunset, and Real Housewives to Tinder Swindler, The Last Dance, and Secrets of Playboy. Join me as I ask all the questions that you want asked. And best of all, I'm the most trusted source on what to watch every week. I will give you a guide on everything from true crime and sports to competition, calling from all streaming and cable networks. The best guests, the best shows and series, Reality Life with Kate Casey.
Okay, we have very different experiences because we're different coasts, different types of schools.
Connecticut.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Right. Different types of schools.
Yeah, like you could talk about it briefly and I could talk about it. How do you
In high school, I hung out with the shit that seems important in high school don't be important at all because I really can't even fucking remember. I hung out with like the smart kids that weren't necessarily the nerds, and they were mostly white, and that shit sucked.
Did they do drugs?
No, no drugs. Everybody was very straight, very narrow.
I feel like none of that. Kids, like, are smart, but don't, like, you know, aren't the nerds. They're the ones who do, like, drugs.
That's
like,
true.
You know what I mean? Like,
you know what? Maybe just it was just me. Maybe I just wasn't cool, and the white kids were doing drugs.
It was hot. Like,
yeah. That could have been it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
My school was funny. I'm from Connecticut, and I went to this New Haven area, and I went to this small private school, and it was like 50 kids in my grade, like total. And it was a very sport heavy school. So like the kids who were smart, who weren't nerds, were typically playing sports. And like some of them did do drugs, but like a lot of them were just kind of like trying to go to Dartmouth or whatever. You know, like
right.
Yeah, the colleges, like New England colleges. But so I was like in that set of kids who was like kind of smart, but like didn't, but like, but were like just playing sports and shit like that. And then, I feel like my outlet though was like senior year. I started like trying to hang out with like people from other schools. Like I remember I met this one girl who like went to this other school near Waterbury.
You said y'all don't know her.
Yeah, y'all don't
she
know.
She don't come here.
She went to a different school. Yeah, no.
Right, and I thought she was so cool because she was sad because I'd never met somebody who was like
sad?
I'm done. Get out.
Oh, God.
I was like.
Pixie dreamed her.
I totally
did. Oh, no.
I was like, yo, that's crazy. She's like, no.
She's
happy.
Depressed.
Yes. Right.
Oh, that was
my own personal sad girl. Like, I love that.
I was like, no. Yeah, and it's taken me like years to like decode, I feel like, that impulse. Like, oh, wow, they were so interesting. It's like, no, they're just.
Dang. Jordan still be with the sad girl shit. Okay.
No, that's not true. I'm speaking in the past tense, everybody. All
right, past tense.
Only great decisions now. With Nancy Kudu.
Now I've been for a sad girl for sure. Mine's been sad, mommy issues, severely mentally ill.
And you're like
yup, perfect.
Rubbing the hands together.
Rubbing the hands, licking the lips.
No, that's giving... I'll rephrase that. I just attract that kind of energy, but...
Yeah.
I'm a light. What can I say?
Period.
Florida, by way of Jamaica.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like first gen. My mom... I grew up in Florida, but I also grew up in Jamaica. So it's like...
Da-da-da. You spent summers or like you actually...
Like I did summers, but also I went to school down there like third to fifth grade. Mm-hmm. It's actually interesting hearing about you guys' high school experience because I feel like Florida is like such a specific state where it's like when I think about it, the shit that was going on is not normal. Like mm-hmm. it's not normal at all. Like, now thinking back, I'm like, oh no, niggas should not be on, like, shouldn't have been on Xans in class.
Right, right.
But it was when I was in high school, it was like a whole epidemic. Like, not me. I didn't touch the Xans, you feel me? I was a mere pothead, like very cute. You know, had my cute little car. Her name was Lucy. I was a little pothead. My boyfriend was like the pothead too. So niggas would just smoke us out because it was cute. It was just giving that kind of energy.
On RuneScape.
Like, my little Zoom. I had a Zoom back then.
Not a Zoom.
A pink Zoom, bitch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, what a time.
Alternative for sure. I was giving like, I'm not like these other niggers.
Nothing like these other bitches.
I was going to say, but like the Zans in Florida gave us a little pump, so we got to be grateful, right?
Didn't he die though?
No.
I was about to say the one that. Who are you talking about?
I think he died. Lil Pump died too.
Lil Pump did die when he did that Trump shit. He died.
God, y'all get dark on.
No. He died because he supports Trump. He did that Trump rally, and therefore he's metaphorically dead.
No, he died.
He did die.
Yes, he died on his 21st birthday, 2 weeks after.
I'm done. I'm done.
I'm like,
all of the same fuck. I'm like, damn.
I'm like, I didn't know about both being dead. He's a Florida nigga who did Zans.
Okay, word. That makes
and
sense.
And he's actually like, he's like Bolivian or something like that, but he says,
oh, this nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He made Gucci Gang.
Yeah.
Gang.
Yeah. Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang.
Yeah, he made Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang. Yeah. And Eskidit.
Oh, wow. Oh, he got hits.
Yeah, I mean, he do got hits. And he took them hits to the Trump rally, and they didn't fuck with it, so.
He really? What?
Okay. Yeah, he's a menace. But anyway.
Just to say, mm-hmm. That is typical Florida, though. You feel me? It's niggas like him who obviously aren't niggas, and they literally emulate black people in every fucking way. But their politics matches their like Cuban ass conservative. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, it's giving very much that. Like, and it's not even white people in Florida. Well, South Florida at least, it's white Hispanics.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I brought that up.
Let's get into it, Marco Rubio. Okay, Ted Cruz.
Well,
listen, it was a different time.
I wasn't gonna say anything. I just was reflecting on all your Florida moves.
Oh,
marveling in it. but you, being Jamaican, you are an expert and a chief witness to the top subject of today's debate, to the subject of today's discussion, which is the legendary Canadian singer, songwriter, performer, queen, as Celine Dion.
Celine Dion,
the one
and only. Can we put effects in there. Yeah. That'll be hot.
Yeah.
I would love to do sound design for y'all, you know? Like,
yeah, please. We're gonna contract you.
What'd you say? You said you would love to be now don't be signing up for stuff you're not serious about now.
That's like a dream of mine, to like do some like dumb troll shit on a radio show, like just be like the sound effects guy, like something sucks, the bum bum bum, someone curses, you know, like
I love that. This YouTuber that I watch, T Noir, does dolphin sounds every time she curses. Her name is T Noir.
Oh, you gotta send it to me. It's like,
no, she's great. She's also Caribbean. I don't remember from where, but she's Caribbean. But yes, Celine Dion. See, I didn't even know that Celine Dion had a hold on the Jamaican community like this. Jordan had to tell me that this is a thing that's happening, and I didn't know. I looked at your tweet. You said you wish you could sing like Celine Dion. I was like, yeah, that makes sense to me. I didn't realize that this was a overarching narrative.
My name is Tom Buck, and this is The Enthusiasm Project. Join me each week for deep dives exploring the world of what it means to be an independent creator on YouTube, starting your own creative business, and keeping a positive, enthusiastic mindset along the way. New episodes of The Enthusiasm Project are available every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, just that's the shit we grew up on. You feel me? Like, Sunday mornings, cleaning. Like, I don't know. I think Jamaicans just, like, love a good ballad. Like, in a like a power ballad.
Power ballad.
Like, yeah, they love, like, a good... Because they love, like, their Whitney's. The Celine Dion's, you know, like they really love anyone like with like piercing voices. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, why would you? I mean, in Jamaica, they're blasting music 24/7.
Yeah,
it's blasting all the time, every inch of the island. Like you could hear it from the hills. I remember I would be sleeping, and we like lived in the valley, and so my room would be there, and I just remember like the distant hills. I would just hear music playing at night, and I would put to sleep. And it was usually like a Celine Dion song. It was literally that song every so night. Funny. Like, bro, it's just, I'm so grateful, realistically.
I think my theory about why Jamaicans have affinity for her is, and island people generally, is because she's, in part because she's such a, one, she's talented, she's a great singer. We've established on this podcast that Black people in general love people who are good at what they do, mm-hmm. and particularly people who are great singers.
Mm-hmm.
Hayley Williams.
Yeah. Period.
But the other part of it is that Celine Dion is such a peacock, right? She's such a, like, she. Mm-hmm. I feel like she really shows out when she, mm-hmm. like, her curve, her way she dresses is so costume heavy.
She's an Aries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she really...
Our Aries queen.
She's a flair. She's a little, you know, she likes to, like, garnish a little seasoning on things when
it's
she does.
Right.
It's a performance. And Jamaicans love a fucking performance.
Jamaicans will show up to, Jamaicans like, your high school graduation on a little hoverboard yep. with the, like, the Dior yep. belt. And the Burberry sunglasses.
Yep.
Okay.
And like, and they're blasting, like, you know, the air horn. Like, Jamaicans love to, like, they're loud and they're performing in casual conversation. Like, you'll be talking about, like, cleaning the bathroom and, like, they're, like, doing a full, like, 5-minute routine.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it's always like a comedy routine with them.
Absolutely.
Like, it's.
And we spot it and we appreciate it in other people. And I think.
Okay. Okay. So she flexy. She be flexing and trying to break people's necks and embarrass people with the runs and the costumes. And does.
There. You feel me? Like, she didn't lie. She brought her receipts.
There's the material. It's right there.
There's the material. She said, here's the evidence.
She's like, here's the evidence.
I'm actually holding an imaginary paper to the camera right now.
Oh, we can definitely see it.
Hello, Kim. I'm like, I need to see.
By the way, Celine Dion, come on the podcast.
Celine, realistically, just come by.
Right,
you should be here right now.
We'd love to see you. We'd love to have you, Miss Ma'am.
Yeah, right. And so, also,
I'll get in contact. Go ahead.
Sorry, I just but another point just popped in my head. Celine Dion is very regal. Can we talk about how, like, distinguished and, like, her poise and, like, mm-hmm. I feel like when I was growing up and I'd see her on TV and, like, she sang the song. Am I right? She sang the Titanic song, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Titanic song. My Heart Will Go On.
And I feel like that was my first introduction to her because I used to see Titanic was always on television.
Yeah, it's
always.
Because it was a hit?
It was a hit, yeah. And my auntie had it on VHS. And that was my first introduction to her. And I remember seeing her perform that. And I'm like, this woman looks like she's, like, royalty. Like, she, like, has, like, such a, like, a thing about her, like, she's, like, at some ball. I feel like she was always at a ball.
Yeah.
And I think Jamaicans, like, have a thing for that as well. Like, that colonial, that little sprinkle
they love
of, like...
They love that little, like, you know, royalty. I mean, look how we treat the British, you know? Like, mm-hmm. we love a good, like white supremacy
the
moment.
The king and the queen.
we love a good white supremacy moment.
You must stand behind the queen.
Meghan Markle and I need to be treated this way.
Dead. No, I definitely agree with that. Jamaicans do love a good regal moment. They love a good moment that, like, involves, like, some type of, like, old world kind of vibe. You know, like, Jamaicans are very traditional.
Yeah,
and very conservative. And, like, a lot of people don't recognize that unless you are actually Jamaican. But Jamaicans are very religious, very conservative. Like, it's giving, like, traditionalism. Like, it's not, like, yes, it's, like, a powerful place in the sense of, like, innovation, especially with, like, music and, you know, just, like, everything creative. Like, the root of music really is from Jamaica. I don't know how else to say that. Like, I know it sounds cocky, but, like, when you think about the impact that, like, a country like Jamaica has had on the planet, it's insane. Like, our music touches every fucking continent.
Mm-hmm.
You go to England, it's literally all you hear. Like, you know, like, bass lines, the grooves, like, all that shit.
Right.
Most of the rappers and stuff that we know from New York have Jamaican parents.
They were
households, you know what I mean? Like,
hell yeah.
Her whole fashion sense was based off of dancehall queens.
Mm. Hell yeah. Very that.
Dance hall queens.
Let's talk about it.
There's not enough, there's a lot of respect on Jamaica's name, but it's not actually respect. It's more like, don't let me, all right.
We set them off.
Go for it.
It's true. No, because, like, literally, and it's just been my issue for, like, a long time that there's this sense of reverence for, like, a lot of other countries that Jamaica just doesn't get, where, like, Jamaica's, like, kind of, like, the butt of, like, a lot of jokes. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, it's the smoking weed jokes. It's the Bob Marley. It's the, like, One Love. It's the Wagwan. It's, like, so much, like, what's the word? It's like a caricature. Like, Jamaica has become, like, a caricature, and it's, like, actually not taken seriously in our, I think, like, our actual, like, contributions to this world and to music and to arts hasn't been taken seriously. And like, it's Jamaica's constantly exploited
for
in that
sure.
sense. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So yeah, it's just like, I have a very, like, I do get kind of touchy about.
I definitely feel you.
Yeah, because it's just really sad to see like how an island who has so much fucking impact. You go to fucking Toronto, the slang is straight up Jamaica. You go to it's straight up
right.
Patwa. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and where else has the range? How? What? Who else is giving
else
you?
Is giving you
Grace Jones and Sean Paul?
Like,
okay,
Sean Paul.
Wait, that is quite a range,
bro. And I'll say this, Sean Paul. That first album went kind of crazy. All them songs were hits. That's
a legend.
Traps. You know, you can say whatever you want to say about Sean Paul now, but
Sean Paul is good in any hood.
You put on Give Me the Light.
Rock. Just,
one up.
Give Me the Light.
Just give
me.
They said, just.
It'll change the room. It'll change the room.
Damn, I was just like, it was a visual, man. Like, y'all not seeing the.
Right.
The vibe.
She's doing the finger.
I'm right. having the pleasure of seeing it.
Just Give Me the Light.
I love it. I love it. Where I'm having the pleasure of seeing it, and I deserve.
What was the question? Oh, Celine Dion. Yeah. Okay, what are we talking about? I had to put out my good little, you know.
Right.
Have to go. That's okay.
But, you know, not enough niggas talking about my good sisters. Like
Celine.
Period.
Okay, and in a deep research that we do for the show, I discovered via Wikipedia.com that she is from a place called Charlemagne, Quebec.
Don't say that.
She's from
Charlemagne.
Quebec.
She's from Charlemagne.
She's from Charlemagne. So like, if we need any further like connection to like the heart of Black people. She's from Charlemagne.
It's giving very it's giving very niggardly. Heavy on the niggardly.
Are we allowed to say nigger in here?
Yeah.
Can you say nigger on Apple Music? That's just fine.
I say nigger on Apple Music regularly, so yeah.
This is
I think
Apple
so.
Podcast. They don't be listening to this.
Right.
Tim Cook don't subscribe to this. If he does, thank you, Tim. I promote it. It's on the front page.
Yeah. Right? We have great
period. Product.
I'm like, I'm part of the team now. Like,
100%. We have great content. That's what they said. You heard what they said.
Not Tim with the Tim's an island gal.
Tim's like
island gal. Island gal.
Yeah. So I feel like we solved it. That's it.
I feel like.
I want like a deeper dissertation on it. Like, I want someone to write a fucking. Like,
yeah.
I want a think piece on it. Mm-hmm. Actually, I did read a couple think pieces on it because I was very interested.
Oh.
In myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Enlighten us, please.
I mean,
please go for it.
Like.
Because my Celine Dion knowledge is limited. It's short. I know she did My Heart Will Go On. That I'm Your Lady song that she was just singing.
Celine Dion is Jamaican. Like, literally, that was just the headline. Celine Dion is
I'm done.
No, she's better than number one. There's no one better. No one. That's from a Jamaican. That's a quote from a
period.
Jamaican.
A direct quote.
Right. She headlined the Jazz and Blues Festival in Jamaica in 2012.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing. Let's see what
that's so funny.
It's so crazy. Like, and like, even
one of the pictures just says one of the many costumes she wore.
Costumes, you were just saying
right,
that.
Right, they love
costumes,
her.
They love. They, Celine at last.
Okay.
Like, geez.
Now, I didn't want to say this, but Celine Dion very much reminds me of Nicki Minaj. I don't know why she reminds me of Nicki Minaj, but she gives me Nicki Minaj. Something about the costume, right? Something about the costume of it all. And just the dedication to the performance gives me Onika Mirage. And it tracks.
It tracks.
Because
I
Nicki is Trini, you know what I mean? Like, the diaspora is strong, and it's tracking.
We have a point of order from Tweaks.
We don't need. Listen.
Do it.
It's no hate on Trinis, but listen, we just don't need. Nah, they
This is not a Trini friendly zone.
It's getting hot.
No. And you see, don't put me in a situation right now. You feel me? But I will just say a lot of distinct differences between the two. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love Nicki Minaj, but it's not about the Trini. No.
Okay. No, so no, she's not giving what Miss Celine is giving.
No.
Nicki's giving.
Listen, I am a Barb, okay? Like, that is my fucking president. Well, at the end of the day, Beat Me Up Scotty is literally what got me through high school. You know what I mean?
Like, right. Tweek said, don't mix up my culture, actually. Okay?
There's just beef. There's, like, long beef.
Long-standing beef.
Long-standing beef. And you know what? It's because a lot of Trinis are anti-Black. I'll just say it.
Oh, wow. Roti's be hitting, though.
Like, I love good roti, but... not call me nigger while you give it to me, like, can you
damn
all right, it's just like
if you throw in a double, I'll let it slide.
I'm about to say, I mean, nigger with a side of roti with some nigger, it kind of balances.
Good enough to say nigger, it's not good enough for the nigger, you feel me? Like, it's not,
yeah, you're right. No, you're right. Yeah,
it's not that great.
It's not that good. Right.
Like, what's that bread them Ethiopians got?
Punjab? Oh, I don't know what it's called.
Injera.
And I would say that's better than roti. So.
Ooh, a hot take. That's a really spicy take.
I'm sorry. I'm coming so hot right now.
That is a really hot take. No, we leaving this in there.
I'm so sorry. But I did say what I said.
Right. To all the Ethiopian listeners, to all the Trinidadians.
Trinidadians, hello.
To Reverend Jesse Jackson, when you come with the lawsuit, I promise you that we're like... You know,
we're the good blacks.
We're the good blacks.
I think.
Blacks. We're the new blacks.
Mm. Yeah. I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's she's literally performed in Jamaica to sell out crowds, and people are holding up their little Digicel phones and being like, "Celine,
not Digicel.
Celine, we love you, Celine.
What's wrong with you guys? why would you say that?
And so I feel like. It's something that it maybe is escaping words, you know, in a way.
Yeah.
Like,
can't be articulated.
It can't be articulated. Some people just like really, really connect, you know? And I think she has a humility and she has a poise and she has a regality that Jamaicans recognize and identify with. And I don't think that's beautiful. Yeah. And I think we'll continue to, this is going to be a question that we're going to be thinking about for years.
Honestly,
and years,
for lifetimes.
We'll come back to it.
Hope to be half as much as an artist as Miss Celine Dion. Like, I think she really does bring a lot to the table. And, you know, on a serious note, I really do, like, a lot of the things I do for music and stuff, like, it is really, like, it's because of people like Celine Dion, like, characters, you know, performers, like, fucking powerful, like, you know, it's, like, powerful ass, like, fans, you know?
Hell yeah.
Shout out to her.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Celine Dion. If you're listening to this, honestly, come over for tea.
Right.
She's going to make a good tea.
Yeah.
If she listens to this, it must be rough times. I hope she get back up. I hope she get back up.
Come on.
But if you are, come on.
She would love this shit, dog. Like, one day... I'm gonna meet Celine Dion.
We need to do it in Quebecois. Is what we need to do.
What is that? Is that the language?
That's really? That they speak. That's what she's
don't
speaking.
They speak French, dog.
They speak French, but it's Quebecois. It's like their own little. They like they have accent.
Why do you know that?
Because my girlfriend, she went to school in Montreal.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, okay, that's cool.
That's cool.
Okay, Quebecois.
They have a little name thing going on. So like June in French is juin, but in Quebecois they say juin.
Oh,
juin.
Jeez.
Oh my god, it's like a duck. Yeah. But I don't think Miss Celine speaks that way.
Yeah, no, she's giving like.
I mean, she kind of sounds like Kermit.
What is wrong with you?
Sequoia, we will end this podcast.
I was just wondering if anybody else was going to say it.
I have to like relook at you.
Grabbing their thing.
One more. Okay.
I'm just saying. I was waiting for one of y'all to point out the obvious that Miss Celine. Wow, very talented. Just nice, pure, regal, as you said, poise, all those things, costumes, period. She sounds like Kermit sometimes.
And Nikki sounds like the devil sometimes, and we're still banging with it.
Nikki is the devil sometimes, and I definitely still bang with it.
Yes, we are the devil.
Very much that. Very much still bang with it. But I'm just saying, the karma is there. If we play it right now, I can read your mind, and I know your story. I see what you're going through. Yeah. What I'm saying is, it sounds like it's giving Kermit sometimes. It's giving, because to be fair.
And got over here, like, we're
both like gripping our really clenching our fists.
Like, right. It's very Arthur meme.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just saying, I thought that
character.
Yeah, that's honestly, that's a little bit of the patwa in our island gal.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Quebecois.
Okay, it's the Quebecois and the duck noise that you just said before as well.
They got tight jaws. She can't help that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's giving Shakira.
They have like a crazy club scene, like. They're like, it's like Berlin out there type shit.
Interesting.
You might got to tap into that a little.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna go to Montreal after this podcast.
Okay, yeah.
Tap in with, and stop by Charlemagne, scoop Celine, and hit the clubs.
You got to specify that Charlemagne's a place, and we're not talking about that man from that show. Okay, yeah. Because stop by Charlemagne gives me stress.
Charlemagne. I feel like we said all we need to say here.
I think that's it.
Before you dig yourself into a further hole, Sequoia.
Yeah, literally.
All I was saying was that it gave Shakira briefly. That song that you were just singing, I'm your lady. I thought that was Shakira.
What the fuck? Yo, who invited me to your show? What the fuck is this, dog? What the fuck? No, that's actually strike three. What the fuck? As well, you feel me? But what the fuck?
No,
dog, what?
Sequoia, I'm gonna have to do so much,
bro.
Like, so much, like,
get her
aftercare.
Get her,
not get her.
This is ridiculous. Y'all invite me here, what? For what? Y'all say that's fucking. You're just suspecting.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you feel directly attacked or anything of that sort. I'm just. I thought we was, you know what I mean, a truth cast.
Wow.
You know? You're like, I thought it was a truth cast.
It's so
and so I just sometimes it'd be like right here. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes it'd be right here. That's all I'm saying.
Put your hand down.
I wanna leave. You're saying you're saying you don't want to audio engineer it?
That's what I'm saying.
You say you don't want to audio engineer it no more. I thought you was going to do the voice. I thought you were going to do the sound effect. Oh.
We were doing so well.
I could have put a dolphin sound on every nigger.
Wow. Now we're just going to be out here saying nigger in public, just out in the open like that?
I thought you said we could say nigger on here. What are you talking about?
We can, but I was looking forward to the dolphin sound. I was looking forward to the potential for monetization.
Yeah. But you know.
I shouldn't have said that. You're right. I made that goofy comment, but true.
The
it was goofy,
one.
But it was.
Even looking in your eyes anymore.
I'm
literally.
This is how my dog be looking like.
Right.
I'm gonna look at me. I'm doing some shit. He's
don't
like,
look over here.
He's like, if maybe I don't look at them.
I'm like, nigga, you are 11 pounds. Look at me, dog. Yeah. Like.
Okay, well, I think that we pretty much summed it up. It's like an affinity for all things regal, poise, and frog adjacent that makes it make sense.
Cut it.
Okay.
Wait, looking at Twix in the mirror is the funniest shit. I can still see them in the mirror right here. And the way that they're looking down, like it's so angry.
Me now. I feel like you really came out here to disrespect me, and now like
I can't breathe. It's hot.
It's too much.
Okay. All right.
Let's get out of here. This is
Love Paramore.
Well,
Jordan.
I am Sequoia.
And I am Tweaks.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us, Tweaks. Thank you for letting me harass you publicly in a public place. I really appreciate that. I'm sorry that Jordan did not set you up for the fact that I'm more of a troll. I'm sorry that he didn't. He didn't tell you. I don't know that he knew. Yeah, right. We get it. We just, I felt that you would understand. You know what I mean? I felt that you would get it.
I had to carry. You feel me?
Like, yeah. I had to carry, like a little bit. That's okay. You had to buck up a little bit. You said, I'm not going to, now you're not going to punk me is what she's.
Disrespect me and shit.
Period. Like, I'm not going to let you disrespect me, but.
And that's why, you know, I'm still here.
I get that.
Exactly.
I get that. Well, all right. Well. Let's put the
effects. This is a special Jamaican edition of From Long Beach to Hamden to New York to Atlanta to Florida. We're here. One more clap.
Back to life today. I'm kidding. It's an uphill climb, and I'm feeling sorry, but I know it will come to you again. And don't surrender, cause you can win in this thing called love. Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Queer Black Lives Matter.
Right.
Trans femmes, T-femmes, black T-femmes, lives fucking matter. Mm-hmm. Our most vulnerable demographic, we must go up for them at all fucking times.
Speak on it.
True. I actually said a T-femme right now, a black T-femme, or all of them obviously, but a black T-femme specifically. Send them some cash right now. Get their cash.
Cash App. Mm-hmm. Black people love Cash App. Drop it. Yep.
Drop it. All right.
That feels like a good note to end on, guys.
Boom. Yeah. Well, in there. Well, this has been Black People Love Paramore. Thank you for joining us again for another episode. You can reach us on all the social media platforms at BPLPpod. You can also email us if you have any topics that you want us to cover or people you want us to potentially bring on. You can email us at blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com. And please leave a review on iTunes because that helps us a lot. I guess it's called Apple Podcasts now. I need to make that transition. Yes. Yay. Leave a review. That helps us. We'd appreciate it. If you're a Panamanian and you leave it in Panama, they speak Spanish or is it Portuguese?
Yes, Sequoia, yes, they do.
Spanish? You know, I think it might be like a little pop with there too.
Okay. Panamanian.
That also, sounds plausible as well.
Music on Spotify. Go check out Speaks Music on Spotify and Apple Music as well.
Mm-hmm. Tweaks, do you have anything that you would like to plug? You want to tell them where they can find you?
Yeah. Tweaks. FK_tweaks on Instagram. You know, I'm on Spotify. I'm on all the streaming platforms. Like, you know, my manager really did that. I'll say that. And I have a boiler room set coming out soon. I'm also a DJ now.
What?
And yeah.
You don't know.
And I have to see it then. So check me out. You know, like, you don't have to, realistically. I don't really care, but.
Tap in. All right, y'all. We will see you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Peace.
Yeah. Boom.